from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, folks, it looks like, still early, so I don't want to say, but it looks like they've lost control. And Kamala Harris will be it, I guess. Again, for most of the Biden presidency in polling, she was less popular than him, including after Afghanistan. Just remember, Joe Biden's numbers have recovered after Afghanistan. For most of the Biden presidency, Joe Biden's been in the upper 30s after Afghanistan, which is historically low. She's been less popular than him. But they're acting like that's no big deal, and that's kind of weird to me. Senator Ted Cruz cautions the GOP not to underestimate Vice President Kamala Harris. Okay, that's weird. So think about this. I mean, we just had polling out of, for instance, New Hampshire yesterday. Trump leading Harris by 1 point in New Hampshire. Okay, New Hampshire is a blue state. Trump should not be leading Harris or anybody in New Hampshire. It's not a reflection on Trump. It's just it's a blue state. And they seem utterly unconcerned, which is really weird. Ted Cruz had this to say yesterday on a podcast called The Verdict. I'm just reading the transcript. Republicans, I worry, vastly underestimate Kamala Harris. They don't think very highly of her. They don't think she's terribly bright. When you or I bring up Kamala Harris's name in Republican circles, people laugh. It's an immediate punchline. I think people are underestimating what billions of dollars of free media, of the entire corrupt corporate media complex, pitching her as a combination of Mother Teresa, Oprah, and Gandhi. He says, no, I still think Trump wins in November, but this is not a layup. It is not a given. And what's coming in front of us? Look, if you're a Democrat, what makes you nervous is chaos. And this much chaos 100 days out is scary. But you know what? Even more scary is going into election when you're almost certain to lose, which is where Biden was. Again, consistent polling, she's less popular than him. In fact, she was less popular than him in polling right up until the debacle of the debate when he became so unpopular she actually surpassed him. I just wonder, folks. Here's the thing you need to keep in mind, okay? Because this is really important. People say, well, Joe got 80 million votes. No, he didn't. Yes, he did. It doesn't matter. People say, you know, Trump got over 70 million votes. It doesn't matter. None of that matters. This whole thing is going to be decided in max 6 swing states, and it's going to be damn close. All the other states are locked in. Unless Trump's going to win in some kind of landslide, all these other states are locked in, right? So this is going to come down to Wisconsin, Arizona, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, maybe North Carolina, maybe. Okay. Just to remind you, like, how close it was last time. Okay, Biden won. I put one in air quotes, okay? Biden won Wisconsin by 20,682 votes. He won Arizona by 10,000 votes. He won Nevada by just 33,000 votes, okay? Those are the three states Joe Biden won in by a total combined of 64,735 votes. That is nothing. It's nothing. And he won Georgia by 11,779. That's nothing. Pennsylvania and Michigan start to get up there a little bit. Joe Biden won Pennsylvania by 80,000 votes and Michigan by 154. I think Michigan would be a hard win for the GOP, but people throw it in as a swing state. Okay, so 64,000 votes. It's not a lot of ballots, is it, across three states? What do Michigan, Arizona, and Nevada all have in common? They've got big blue election centers. exactly where I do ballot fraud. What about Arizona, folks? Do not underestimate what's going on in Arizona, because Arizona has two voter rolls. This is so outrageous. Because of this really wacky Supreme Court ruling that really needs to be clarified and should have been clarified, but we sat on our butts, Arizona has two voter rolls. If that, when you go into the Board of Elections, they ask you to prove you're an American citizen. If you do, then you go on the voter roll that votes in local and national elections. If you can't prove you're a U.S. citizen, then you go on the federal voter roll and you get to vote for president, Congress, and the Senate. Wait a minute, Tara. I thought if you can't prove you're a citizen, if you're not a citizen, it's illegal to vote in federal elections. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, it is. Totally illegal. Wait, so if I am visiting this country, but I'm not a U.S. citizen, by law, it's a crime for me to vote in a federal election. Yep. If I'm an illegal immigrant, by law, it's illegal for me to register and vote in a federal election. Why, yes, it is. But there's a voter list, a special voter list for illegal immigrants in Arizona? Uh-huh. Well, I mean, they can stop them if they show up to... No, not right now. Wait, so if they're on that list, they can vote? Yes. But the vote is a felony? Yes. And registering is a felony? Yes. Does that make any sense to you? And that's why I had Rosemary Jenks on the show. I just want you to understand where we are. That's why I had Rosemary Jenks on the show. Because what she was explaining is what is happening is these illegals are going into processing centers where they live for a week or a month or something like that. And then they move on to wherever they're going. While they're at the processing center, they do what? They register them to vote. Where? In Arizona. Folks, we're going to have a hard time winning without Arizona. If this map looks like I really think that it looks, because this is a divided country. I don't care what anybody says. I fully suspect a lot of those Democrats would have voted for Joe Biden, even if his brain was in a jar pickled. Because you know what? I'd vote for President Trump's brain in a jar pickled over a Democrat. You would too. Normal people would. That's not going to change. It's just not. So after the coronation and the immaculation of Kamala Harris or whoever, I guess it's going to be Kamala Harris. I mean, that's my choice, my number one choice at this point. It's going to come down to tiny little margins, and they aren't going to be able to stop everyone the Democrats registered at those illegal immigrant processing centers and shelters in Arizona from voting. And what is going to happen is they're going to request the ballots. The ballots are going to be sent to the address for the illegal immigrant. What is the address for the illegal immigrant? It's the processing center. Somebody, I'm sure, will pick them up. Illegal immigrants sure won't. They'll be gone. They're all gone. They've since moved on. And those ballots will come back. Nobody's ever going to be able to prove a thing. That's how I'd steal Arizona. I'm scared to death they're going to steal Arizona that way. That's why they flooded and surged these illegals over the border. Look at Nevada. You could do the same thing there. It's right near the border. It's not on the border, but it's right near the border. Wisconsin, a little harder. This thing ain't over. And you want to know what I'm really afraid of? This is what I'm really afraid of. I'm afraid that when after the last election, when Trump said it was stolen, 43-44% of Americans believed that in polls, right? And the media told us for 3 years, not true, not true, not true, not true, not true. She would think the number that believed that went would go down. It went up. In Rasmussen polling for the first time this year, 51% believe that election was stolen, that Joe Biden did not win it. It's gone up, not down. Polls began to show over the last year, majorities of Americans not believing Joe Biden won that election. Okay, so if you're Democrats, you are very much attuned to this because ballot fraud is your thing, especially absentee ballot fraud. And now you've got Joe Biden, the whole country saw him as he really was at that debate. And you know that a country that already thinks in the majority, 51%, that Joe Biden is not the president and did not win that last election, you think they're going to believe that guy they saw at the debate won this one? So they got to get rid of him so they can put somebody more believable in so that when she wins the election in, oh gosh, Arizona, thanks to new voters who are Hispanic and what? On that felony voting list, that's the only thing we can call it, is a felony voting list for felons to vote and register, it'll be believable. Because right now, it was not going to be believable if Joe Biden won it again. given his demented state of mind. Nobody should. I mean, America's majority of them already don't think he's a president. So what do? You switch it out to make it more believable. You come up with a good story. You coronate her, flip the polls to, wow, she's way ahead of Trump, because that's going to happen, whether it's true or not. And you're back in business. I think it's what they're doing.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.